We're going to go ahead and continue our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by our race winner, Christopher Bell. Christopher, congratulations.
Thank you.
If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Bob and then go to Mark. Or sorry, Jerry. I don't even know why I said that. And then to Mark.
We look so much alike. Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Just talk about your dominance here. You know, after the race, we were interviewing other drivers, and they said, you're the GOAT. And, you know, you won this thing yesterday. You know, what was it like out there, and what were your thoughts on the restarts as well?
I mean, what race do we want to talk about? Do we want to talk about loud and dry or loud and wet? But it was literally the tale of two completely different events. And obviously the rain completely shook up what was going on track. And in the dry, we started off really well. I was able to, you know, get the lead in the first stage, and then Martin really came on there in stage two. So definitely, I think that we had some room to improve on the dry stuff. Like, I'm not sure that I definitely didn't have the dominant car. And then whenever the wet came, it was just like, we might as well have been at somewhere completely different. And so it was just so fun to get to experience that. Run a whatever it was 80 laps in wet tires and wet damp conditions. So yeah, just a lot of fun. That was so much fun.
We'll go to Mark and then in the back to Bob and then to Matthew.
Mark Arrow PR, and congratulations, Christopher. All right, so much happened in this race. I mean, it would take you an hour to start and go to the end. What stands out when you think back? Okay, what's the things that leap to your mind about the highlights of winning a race like this?
Yeah, just how historic it was. And, you know, for NASCAR to run in the rain like that, or not in the rain, but run in the damp conditions on an oval was, it ended up being a really, hopefully, a good show. I mean, you guys can answer that more than me, but I had a blast and it made it different. And that's what the key is to having successful, you know, races and entertainment. Like, hopefully that was entertaining because it was something different, something new, and nobody knew what to expect and what to do. And the guys that figured it out the quickest were the most successful.
You've now won three races this season. You talked about last year we're capable of more, having a 4, 5 or more win type season. Do you feel like you guys are on the way to a record setting season for you and a move up where you're going to get the kind of race wins you think this team is capable of in a season?
Well, we're certainly on our way, and what sucks is looking back at the, you know, races that have slipped away so far in this year, and, you know, you look at COTA, you look at Richmond, you look at, those are the two that really come to mind, but it's pretty easy to start stacking the wins up, right? So it's been a fun ride, and I feel like we're close to hitting our stride, and I'm excited about what's to come, that's for sure.
We'll go to Bob, then Matthew, then Jonathan.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Did you think you had a good chance if it didn't go back to, I guess, if the rain doesn't come, do you have a good chance to win this race, or is it a better chance once they go to these wet weather tires, and if so, why?
Well, it certainly became a lot. My chances got a lot higher once they went to the wet weather tires. We lost all of our track position in stage three with the strategies, the way that they played out, all the yellow flags. So, you know, early on in the race, I was good, and then Martin got by me, and I wasn't out of it by any means. But then it was going to get a lot harder once we got mired back in traffic there at the start of stage three. And then whenever the wet weather came in, it really made it anybody's ballgame.
We'll go to Matthew and then Jonathan.
Matthew Warrens with Northeast Sports News. Christopher, after that restart, we saw guys use the apron, the high lane. Do you feel like that has started to become a trend here? Because last year we saw some guys use the high lane, that third lane here at the track.
Yeah, all it is that it's just the old PJ1 residue. Now, not in the wet conditions, but in the dry conditions that old PJ1 residue. I think that we looked it up, and the last time they sprayed it was like 2019 or something. But nobody had run that line since they sprayed it. And then last year was the first year that it got worked in. And then it came back this year. So we're learning as we're going through the races and the years of what's up with the track prep, and, you know, looking at Pocono and Texas and, even Phoenix, all of these places that we've used the PJ1 spray, even if they don't spray it, it's there for years to come. So it's remarkable how much grip is up there, and I would expect us to continue to use that lane even into the future until that stuff burns off.
We'll go to Jonathan, then to Chase, and then to Tara.
Hi, Johnny Anchors, WSMN Radio. How pivotal was Stevie when you came back from the rain delay and working your way around the track?
Yeah, I mean, he was vital and just kind of coaching me through what lanes people were running. And whenever you're the guy behind, you're able to go on offense, right? And you're able to search around the racetrack, try different lanes, and see what's working. But then whenever you get out front and you're leading, you're able to, or you're not able to see what other guys are doing. So just having him kind of walk me through what lanes are coming and going and where guys are being good and I'm beating them at was vital to win that race today.
We'll go to Chase, then to Terrell, and then to Jerry.
Chase Folsom, frontstretch.com. It ultimately didn't matter today, but how close was the track to being dry and being able to go back on slicks, and how close was it to being too dark to race?
It was dark. It was very, very dark, and that was creeping up in a hurry to being too dark to race. But I don't know. I mean, certainly there were dry parts on the track, but there were still a lot of wet parts on the track too. And I can't tell you how far away it was, but in my opinion, I didn't think it was ready for the dry tires yet.
Go to Terrell.
So how did you attack the track and kind of find the limits once you went back out there?
I don't know. Very cautiously. Everybody was taking it really easy in the rain tires, right? And you certainly don't want to overstep the ledge and get into the wall. And I almost did. I think it was lap two on the rain tires. So lap one, I went up high. I felt like there was going to be more grip up there, and there was. And I was able to pass a bunch of guys. And then I got a little bit too overconfident into three, and I got in a death slide and almost slid into the wall. So it's just... I mean, I don't know what to say other than it's just a knife's edge, right? Like, you're going to keep trying, pushing your entries, pushing your mid-corner speed, pushing your exits until you find out the limit and what's too much. So, it was just all about being cautious and trying to creep up to your limits.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net again. For those of us who don't go 100-plus miles an hour on wet race conditions or in a car, period, what was it like on the wet tires out there? We've heard drivers talk about the slicks, but in wet conditions, what were these tires like?
Yeah, they're just a lot of fun. And, you know, what we've lost in the next-gen car of being able to slide the car around and run the car really loose and, I can't describe it better than that. But we get that back on the rain tires. So whenever the track's damp, you're able to slide the car around more and drive it, you know, hang it out more, drive it on the right rear more. And it's a lot of fun doing that for sure.
Kind of like dirt racing, right?
It's similar. More similar than what we do with the next gen car on dry conditions, yes.
Are there any last questions for Christopher? We'll go to Bob and we will wrap there.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Going forward, would you want them to dry pit roads so you could have competitive pit stops and maybe have a choice, but leave it in drivers' team's hands on whether to go wet to slicks, or do you think the way they did it today was okay?
I honestly thought that they handled it perfectly. I don't know. It's going to be so tough whenever you start introducing competitive pit stops, because you run the risk of really injuring people. And it's all about being cautious, right? But there's such a reward in executing pit road good that I don't think it's worth the juice isn't worth the squeeze, right? And that's just walking a tightrope whenever you start introducing wet pit roads and slick tires on damp pit roads. So I don't know what the answer is, but I would be really afraid of having to execute pit road without, you know, injuring people or hitting people.
All right, Christopher, congratulations. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.